sir, and what is your name, sir? Oh, I'm sorry, I was on the phone. What is your name, sir? Okay, let's see now, who's gonna be...
Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson
will be leading your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes.
Because sometimes these phones won't work on our end, that's all you're not asking. But the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be the person you will be leading your hearing at this time, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you this afternoon? Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record? Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Mill, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright in the middle, who is our board chair, and to my immediate left, you have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office, is Mr. Turner. I think you can see Mr. Turner on the screen now, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Okay, sir, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir? Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so and firm?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. After I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 12, 2018, and verbally directed on March 15, 2018. Offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's been absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. McCoskey, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, violated the terms conditions of the supervision, may have lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, this is a motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, agreed Mr. Neal, agreed Dr. Wright. Okay, so we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or to reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, sir. And after that, we'll give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. McCoskey was released from ABC custody on 11/15/2017 and arrested on 5/8/2018 by the Cochise County Sheriff's Office. There are new felony charges of possession of dangerous drugs. He was returned to ABC custody on 5/11/2018 with an adjusted release date of 11/10/2018 with 26 absconders. Current conviction, 2012, theft means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2003, commitment A, count 1, flight from law vehicle, 9 months. 2003, commitment B, count 1, flight from law vehicle, 10 months. 2003, commitment B, count 2, marijuana violation, 10 months. 2006, theft means of transportation, 2 years, 6 months. 2008, burglary second degree, 3 years. Suspended term in ABC with a CBIR score of 4.3, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. He is a suspected member of the Buglerwood of Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2005 TIS release completed 1 month. 2008 TIS release completed 4 months. 2012 TIS release completed 5 months. This man is fired with drugs, threatening of harm, fighting, and conspiracy noted. Other arrests, 1997, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona juvenile probation. 1997, sexual assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 1997, molestation of a child, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GV score, G8V8. Other information, on 6-1-18, he was found guilty for being positive for methamphetamines after being returned to custody. Status of charges, first Sierra Vista court, they chose not to pursue the charges.
At 6-18, he was positive, he said he had a positive.
6-1-18, he was found guilty for a positive for methamphetamine.
Okay. Okay, Mr. McCoskey. I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside with your mother at 4618 East Cooper Street in Tucson. And it looks like that you were placed on motivation enhancement program at Penal Reentry Center at 1275 West Star Pass. On March 6th of 18, you successfully completed the program and returned to your mother's residence. Were you staying at your mother's residence at the time that you was taken into custody, sir?
Yeah, I had permission from my co officer to go from there to my dad's in Sarasota.
Okay.
And I ended up going to my father's house to help him out because the water line busted. And I ended up getting stranded out there. Excuse for me not showing up to my court office. That's, you know, me not trying to make excuses or anything like that. You know, I mean, I literally got stuck out there, and I would like the chance to, you know, I was doing everything, like, even when I tested positive for parole, I showed up, you know, for my, you know, being face to face, I showed up when she let me. I have 2 days to get my assurance in order to go to the MEP program. And I mean, my whole intention is not to harm or not to you know, shine or anything like that. I had a drug problem, you know, I mean, I realized it. I would like help in that matter.
Okay, so, what happened? First of all, why did you come in contact with the Cochise County Sheriff's Office?
I had a friend, my sisters, I had something happen that the next door neighbors, the Cochise County Sheriff showed up, and I was there, you know, I mean, that's everybody Friday, and ended up getting, you know, I was right there, you know, I mean, like, there's nothing to do it.
So why was it that you didn't contact your PO, sir? It sounds as though you had a good relationship with him. Why didn't you contact your PO?
I just was kind of in the old, you know, in the old books.
Permission to go help his dad?
The note that I'm reading right now, 4/17/18, it was notated that his PO called Nina Campagna, about passing a lot of progress in his mother slash sponsor. She reported that his PO did not reside with us in 3/10/18, and she did not know where his mother is.
Okay, is that a reason why your mom didn't know where you were at when the PO called her, sir?
When I left the AP program after I graduated, I went two series, they sent a series to me to go help my dad. I wasn't planning on staying there either. I just went to go out and look the pipe, you know, the pipes bursting, and I was gonna come back, and I ended up getting stranded out there. But I didn't talk to my mom, you know, in between the time, but I literally went to the Indian people there and out the service to help my dad. And I talked to Nancy and told her that. So, you know what I mean? You talked to who? It was Nancy, my report officer.
Okay, were you working during that period of time?
No, I was doing odds and ends of jobs for people and just getting more money here and there.
Okay. So did the program help you when you completed the program, sir?
Yes, the programs are really, that program's actually really a program.
Okay, so I'm just kind of looking at these dates. I think that your parole officer spoke to you right before you finished the program. Is that right?
Yes, and the day that she was on my graduation.
Okay, and she told you to report the next day. How come you didn't report? I mean, that's what I'm trying to understand. I mean, everything was going good, and you were to report the next day, or you called them. Why didn't you? I'm trying to get a grasp on why you didn't do that.
I did. I signed my papers the day that they released me, and I think it was like a month out for the next face to face.
So did the program help you, or did you still do drugs after that, sir?
I have a drug problem, yes, I do. I think if I would have been in the 90-day program, had a little bit more time under my belt, I think I could have really did it. Because I know they have the 30-day program, they have the 90-day program.
Say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of the hearing, sir.
I would just like the opportunity to get out and prove myself. I know I can do it. And even if it means doing a 90-day program at the same time, you know what I mean? I think 5 months left to parole. It would give me the 90 days under my belt, 3 months, and I'll have 2 months to continue to prove myself.
Okay, Barry, it says also here in the program that you were enrolled in a mental health program. How come you didn't enroll in that?
I did, and I just had to go take an intake.
Okay. All right, so the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. During that time, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on the community supervision, okay?
Okay.
There is now discussion. I'm having a little bit of issue with this one. It does appear that Mr. McCoskey was doing everything he was supposed to do within the program. He successfully completed the program, and he had three prior times when he was released, TIS released, and he did complete each of those times, so he has been conforming and doing it, and this time he tested positive. And then he did say he went to go stay with his dad, wanted to do it, I was really kind of thinking about reinstating them on this community supervision, but when I'm looking at this, and he said that he says the PO, Mr. Turner, says he had a positive on 6-1 of 18. He was positive for methamphetamine, and he was taken in custody, so he had to have that positive since he's been in custody. That's the thing that concerns me the most, that he had that one positive while he was in custody. So I'm just kind of on the fence with this one, but that one positive in 26 days as an absconder bothers me. But he still did complete the program that he was assigned to go complete. His PO was where he says to after graduation, and then just right after that, he just didn't report the next month when he was supposed to. There's nothing in the record that indicated that he had permission to go help his father. He said he was just going for one day, and then he got caught up that night. So, I wanted to listen to the rest of the board. I just have an issue with this, that had he not had this June 1st positive for methamphetamine, I would have been a little bit more lenient, but that's after he was in custody. That bothered, that's a problem for me right now. I don't know if this is the rest of colleagues.
Yes, sir. I just think since he had the January methamphetamine use, we've completed the program, but then has continued to use it, so to me he's not taking it seriously.
Any more comments?
You know, I guess discuss it much. I'm concerned about his GB rating as well.
Yeah.
I mean, as a totality of his case.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. McConskey, find that he violated the terms and condition of the supervision, the hand labs, to ride the labs and put him away to come in. He did relapse and start back to use the drugs as well as he was in Wisconsin for 26 days.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed Mr. Quinones, agreed Mr. Ewing, Norman, agreed Dr. Wright. Mr. McCoskey?
Yes.
So the board was voted to revoke your community supervision to hear the discussion that was taking place as the 26 days have been an absconder, and that fact that you did complete the program that June 1st you were positive for meth again, and that created a problem. So you will be released on November 10th of 2018, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. We do want to wish you the best of luck. Work with your CO3, see if there's some program that you can take while you're in custody. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Mr. McCoskey, thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today.
All right, thank you.
Okay.